proclaimed the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Hello, my name is Mark Oshman from the International Board of Jewish Missions, with hard sayings from the Bible. The first chapter of the book of Genesis was given over to the order of creation. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, this statement, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." This raises an interesting question. How long did the days of creation last? Were they actual 24-hour periods, or indeterminately longer intervals of time? The Hebrew word translated day in Genesis 1:5 is the word yom. It commonly has the same flexibility of its English equivalent, the word day. For example, yom could refer to a solar day, as it did in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus. It could refer to a segment of time commencing at sunrise and ending at sunset, in contrast with night. It had this usage in Genesis chapter 7. Furthermore, the noun yom could describe an undefined past time, as it did in the phrase Ancient of Days, which is found in the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. Furthermore, the term yom could allude to an undefined future time, as in the phrase the day of the Lord, occurring in the prophetic books, particularly in the first chapter of the book of Joel. People who hold to some evolutionary process, whether divinely initiated or natural evolution, argue that days must refer to more than 24-hour periods. They might point out that the actual determiners of day and night, the sun and moon, were not created until midway through the process of creation. Others look at the phrase in Genesis 1:5, the evening and the morning, and suggest that these days of creation literally represented 24-hour periods. There are various usages of the term yom in the Old Testament which support this particular interpretation. When Moses judged the Israelites in the wilderness, according to Exodus chapter 18, quote, "The people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening," unquote. That is to say, they began to assemble when the sun was rising and did not disperse until the sun had set. This phraseology does not indicate that Moses continually judged the people of Israel on a 24-hour basis, but simply throughout the course of the solar day. Then in 1 Samuel 17, we read about Goliath, the Philistine giant, who, quote, "drew near morning and evening," unquote. In this particular case, morning and evening represents the entire day, at least that portion of it in which there was enough light to fight. The author of 1 Kings chapter 17 wrote that ravens brought Elijah bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. That is to say, they fed Elijah twice a day, morning and evening. What about the sun and the moon? Some argue that without the existence of these heavenly luminaries, there would be no way to determine the length of a solar day. Yet the context of the passage in the book of Genesis contravenes that interpretation. The author of Genesis had earlier indicated that God had previously created light and darkness, and divided the two, and that God had done this before he created the sun and the moon. Thus, the passage in Genesis 1:5 may have denoted God's designation of the sun and the moon as his means of providing light by day and night. Identifying the 6 days of creation as 24-hour periods should not distress any Bible student. As God asked Abraham in Genesis 18, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions asking you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.